For the second day in a row, students at Pocahontas County High School elected to stage a walkout during school hours on Tuesday, March 26th. The students are upset about possible cuts to STEM, vocational, and advanced placement classes at the high school next year. According to several students on the High School Student Council, Pocahontas County Board of Education Representative Julie Shiflett told the students during Monday's walkout that she was very disappointed in their behavior and that the walkout was not an appropriate response. Pocahontas County High School student Ben Workman expressed what many of the students were feeling.
I'm the LSIC for the Local Schools Improvement Council for our student council. I'm a freshman at Pocahontas County High School, and I'm out here today because I want to have the same chance as everybody else has had in our school system. I have a friend who is a senior, and my friend has got $46,000 paid for her college and is going to be able to complete a bachelor's degree in just 3 years, having her first year completely paid for and over with before she even goes into college.
That's because the school has offered dual credit classes to students, allowing them to earn credits toward both high school graduation and college credits, in some cases covering up to their first full year of college. These are some of the classes that the students fear will be cut from the curriculum, increasing the financial burden on families. Christine Campbell, Pocahontas County High School assistant principal, was out with the students on Monday to ensure that the assembly stayed orderly and safe for the students. She said she neither condoned nor condemned the student gathering.
I think the students are standing up for what they believe in. I think they are concerned about things that are being cut. I know all of these things are just proposed, and who knows where it'll end up. I do feel like they've tried to organize in a safe and well-intended manner.
She commended the students for their peaceful gathering and for following direction as to where they were allowed to gather. Campbell said there is no single reason for the current financial difficulties facing the Board of Education.
I think it's a combination of things. I mean, we have some federal dollars have been depleted, and we know the Forest Service money affects our county more than any other county in the state. And so as that is reduced and fades away, it has a huge impact on our ability to provide what's required. And the things these students are standing up for are the things we provide that prepare them for college. So I think the additional classes that they receive, dual credit and things like that, and the loss of a CTE position, I mean, it's taking away some things that have helped them kind of rise above and compete with other larger schools, school systems that have levies, that have additional funding for local funding to support programs. And as we lose enrollment to virtual schools, charter schools, homeschooling, it affects that budget as well.
She says the way state funding is distributed is also having an effect on school funding, particularly in rural areas.
We're accountable for these students and their success, but we have opened up the school choice and adding charter schools and homeschooling that doesn't have the same accountability. So we're dispersing the funding that comes from taxpayers. We're dispersing it to too many entities for rural areas to be able to manage all of them. And we have regulations to follow and accountability measures that other folks that are doing education these days do not. I'm fine with school choice, but let's make sure everybody's taking care of the kids equally and they are getting a strong education wherever they go to school.
Allegheny Mountain Radio will continue to follow this as it develops. Hearings for teachers facing possible teaching reassignment are scheduled for April 15th. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.